episode 2581, A Time Loop on Groundhog Day.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. What if I told you that it was time to put your life on the big screen? Well, happy Groundhog Day. Yes, can you believe it? If you haven't seen the movie, you need to go see it. We're not just talking about the Groundhog Day, but it is going to be a fun one. It's healthy living. Let's dive in. A time loop on Groundhog Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS's newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, some of you know that I am a little under the weather. I apologize for that. My voice is low. And with that being said, this is the uncut version. You can think of it as just the movie on Groundhog Day. Because really, healthy living is a moment-by-moment commitment to loving yourself. If you were trapped in a time loop on Groundhog Day, yes, like our friend Phil Connors, would you want to relive or redo your day? Now, this is a loaded question for sure, but if you want to change, you have to get real about where you are in the process. So if you're anything like Phil Connors was, and you know he thought he had all the answers and everything lined up, soon he realized that was not the case with the repeat of Groundhog Day. You know what I'm talking about. Now, if you haven't seen that movie, I already told you, go see it. If you're a young one, you're like, what's Groundhog Day? It'll be a great one. You can binge watch it on, I have no idea. It's probably out there on everything. But you know how the story continues, right? Reality kicks in where Phil could not escape the dreadful place he saw. And really, the part that he played in it. And he couldn't escape it. However, he began to look at what was before him as opportunities to learn more, thanks to his producer, Rita. I mean, seriously, what would you do if you had a Groundhog Day moment? Now, I might get a little bit freaked out initially, but what an incredible way to really see the impact of every little thing. The little things matter. They really do. Phil Connors began to see people around and find space in his heart for them. He learned about colleagues instead of being conceited in his own right. He took piano lessons and became a prodigy. And yes, he continued to be curious about his soon-to-be love interest, Rita. Now, life can throw us in many different loops, not necessarily time loops, but ones that we definitely get stuck in. How different would your life look and feel if you continue to be curious in loving you? That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be curious in loving yourself. You know, we can be so duped by our own shortcomings. We mean well, but we do poorly. Let's be honest. Since being under the weather this week, it's really, whew, I've had to face some reality that I just needed to slow down. I had to pace myself. And oddly enough, my word for the year is pace, to set the pace. And pace, if you've listened to that episode, I'll have to notate it here for you. But I did a breakdown of it as an acronym, PACE. And in that, it's very interesting because I don't like to slow down. I like to jump in with both feet and keep going. Even if I fail, I just get right back up and I keep going and I trudge through the messes. Now, do I always get what I'm going after? No, but I get somewhere. And so I just keep going. Well, it hasn't been that easy this week. I've been a little bit tired and obviously my very, very low voice, which means that I can't talk as much, which you know, for me, that's a really big problem. I'm full of hot air. Can you imagine if my Groundhog Day was me talking to myself all the time? Okay, that's for a totally different episode, but you gotta admit that would be a really funny episode to do, except I might get lost in the episode, but let's bring it back to where we were. Being under the weather has really made me slow down and realize, like, you know what? I have a choice. But I didn't want to have to make the choice. But I had to if I wanted to get better. You and I can be so convincing that we have it all together, that we don't need to slow down. We know the answers. We know the cures, the schedules. Nothing can get in the way except when it comes to our health. And that's where everything stops. There's no continuing on because you can't manage. And I don't think we really take a hard enough look at it. And so I thought, what a fun way to look at it through the movie and see, what if that was us? What would we see in our everyday? If you played back up until this point right now in your day, maybe you're just starting your day. You know, you're getting ready. You've already taken your shower. Maybe you've already done a workout. Maybe you're working out now and you're on your way taking the kids, or you've already dropped them off and you're on your way back home to run some errands before the storm hits. And you've got me in your ear. What would happen if you go back? What were all the little things that happened? Did you hydrate when you woke up? Have you had anything to drink that's good for your body? And I'm not talking about black coffee or your run to Starbucks, because as much as you like that, that's not feeding your cells. You need to hydrate them, and that comes from water. Have you given yourself some solid, good protein so your muscles can begin to build, because you've been basically fasting for the last 10, 12, 14 hours or so? What was your tone of voice when you looked at yourself in the mirror? And not just in the morning, but when you looked at your rearview mirror and you're like, whoa, what did you say after the whoa? That's really the key here. You have to continually be curious in loving yourself, knowing all the little things, the intricacies of what makes you you. And the things that are like, oh, I wish I didn't have that with my body, but you know what? I do, so I got to embrace it. I got to figure it out. It's not about knowing and doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, as Phil Connors experienced, right? The time loop of Groundhog Day. But getting better as you move through your journey. And that's what he did. And it was life-changing for him. What if you could have a time loop on Groundhog Day? What would that look like? You know, my body, I've been honest with you, has gone through transition already. You know, I'm a half a century, whoop, whoop. And as I get older and hopefully wiser, you have to be oh so careful about not thinking that you're invincible. That's just not real life. Now, as much as we want to think that we are, we've got it all wrong. And this pandemic should have been, and really, we should have already known, but it should be a wake-up call. And I really want to use this moment just to kind of startle you somewhat. So what is it about you that you need to be more curious when it comes to loving yourself? You know, maybe it's being more specific about the foods you eat, because believe it or not, your body may not be able to eat like it used to. Not because of the weight gain. I'm not even going there yet. Yes, that's another total episode. But I'm talking about, is it really what you're eating feeding your cells right? And are your cells able to utilize what you're doing? You and I are not invincible. And it does take us to continue to be curious about how our bodies respond to various stimuli, because it is always changing. Remember, change is a constant. And it doesn't matter your age. You can be 2 days old in the womb, or you can be 92 years old, young and flourishing, but your body is going to be doing things differently. It's not the same. And we've got to remember that our bodies are amazing. Your body is amazing. Treat it with respect and continue to be curious. Be curious in your fitness. What are you doing? Are you doing the same thing? Are you pounding the pavement? Come on. As you get older, you know, I'm doing some training with this incredible mentor of mine. Maybe we'll even have her here on the podcast. But what I'm learning, I wish I knew when I was 25 and 30 years old. Seriously. Like my half a century ago. Because I would be doing things a little bit differently, and maybe I would be further along. But you see, we didn't know what we know now, right? And we can sit here and place blame and have excuses, but technology, scientific advancement, some incredible things have happened to where we can look at our bodies differently. And we can see how things come together. Now, I've always been one who sees everything as a whole. You can't just say, well, you know, I go to work. What happens at work stays at work. That's baloney, right? What you have happening at home affects what happens at work, and vice versa. What happens at work affects what's happening at home. And then you look at other things like what you're eating and how you're moving. So look at your fitness. What are you doing? Are you just pounding the pavement? Are you changing it up? Are you doing more plyometrics? Are you doing more HIIT training? If you're older, I would encourage you to do that. Don't continue to pound the pavement. It's not good, and your body's not going to react the same as it did when it was in its late 20s, 30s, into early 40s. It's just not made that way anymore. What about your nutrition? How are you feeding yourself? Maybe a little bit too much sugar right now? Or what kind of sugar are you giving yourself? What about the supplements? Believe it or not, you need things differently the older you get versus the younger that you are. Now, yes, we have some deficiencies when it comes to our food in general. So we do need kind of that one-a-day supplement. And I'm not saying one-a-day because they do not sponsor this program as a vitamin. But we do need something like that that gives us kind of the overall of where we might miss. However, as we grow older, as we mature and our bodies begin to age, which it's going to happen the day you were born, the day actually you were conceived, you have been aging. So don't feel old. Age is just a number. Embrace it and say, you know what? I can be curious in loving myself. Because then I can actually know what my body needs to do and how it's going to respond. So what are those supplements that you need now at the age that you are? What about your sleep? You know, for me, whew, I was like 2.5-3 hours at times when I was young. I got into high school and there were times that I would go, let's not admit it, but I'm going to, a couple days with no sleep. Can I do that now? If I have to, yes. Do I want to? Oh no, it's not good for this body. And that's why I really believe I got sick. I was just worn down, drove back from an event. I had back-to-back events, 2 weekends in a row, which was fine. It wasn't a big deal. However, I was doing really well getting to bed before 11 o'clock. I was working hard on that because you know me, early bedtime, yeah, not so much. But then I drove home Friday into Saturday morning very early and it totally messed up my cycle, which means what? Probably I compromised my immune system just enough that a little virus said, haha, I'm going to come and attack you. I'm going to slow you down. And that's what it's done. So you got to look at your sleep. You got to figure out what do you need for your time, your age at this moment in life. Be curious in loving yourself. What about your cognitive function? Have you woken up sometimes going, oh my gosh, I can't even think straight? Maybe you've actually said that. Believe it or not, there is such a thing as brain fog. And it comes from lots of different things, not just because of a lack of sleep, from nutrition, from physical exercise, from age, from your surroundings, your environment, your emotional well-being, your psychological being, even your spiritual being. So your cognitive function is important too to look at. And what about your physical strength? I don't even want to think about it, but my bone density is going the wrong direction now. It's like I've hit a half century and I'm like, oh, it's going downhill like my voice is. That's not the direction I want it to go. So guess what? I have to do things that stress my bones, stress my muscles. What? To build it up so I don't lose it faster. Because now I'm losing it faster than I did when I was younger, meaning I couldn't make it fast enough. Right? It was there. It was awesome. My bone density was great, but now, man, you hit that peak and you're like, okay, those hormones are not there like they're supposed to be. And now that means my bone density is going down, 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 down. What's your physical strength? And if you're young, how are you going to maintain that? Don't wait until you're a half century to figure it out. Start looking now, saying, what can I do to prepare myself so I'm not left out in the cold? Be curious. So this episode is not really about, you know, what to do. Yeah, we have those. But more so of pointing out maybe what you're not doing, what you need to look at differently. So let me ask you this question. If you were trapped in a time loop on Groundhog Day today, would you want to relive or redo your day? What would it be? How you answer that question is one that will give you an honest look as to where you are health-wise. I know I'm looking at it. I'm doing some very, very creative, out-of-the-box things. Why? Because that's where I am in my journey. And I'm sharing it with you all. I've got a few things that have kind of been put on hold because I was traveling and then now I've got a little sick here. And so I'm waiting. I'm being patient. I'm slowing down. I'm giving my body the time to heal. And then we're kicking it back up again. Let's be the best that we can be. Don't give up what is yours to gain in knowledge and trust and responsibility. There is only one person who can take care of you, and that's you. So go out today, train for life, love your journey. Have a wonderful, happy Groundhog Day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.